Indian society is still often ordered by the ancient Hindu caste system for millennia. What caste you're born into has determined your profession, education, and marriage partner. Now, there have been protests for decades, and they may now be increasing. NPR's Julie McCarthy has our report.
Vashram Sarvaya curls up in his hospital bed in the Indian state of Gujarat. He describes how he and three other men were tethered to the back of a truck, stripped to the waist, and beaten with rods publicly. The four men belong to India's Dalit community, once called untouchables because they were consigned by the Hindu social hierarchy to the dirtiest occupations. The men were attacked doing a job no non-Dalit would do, disposing dead cows. The animal is sacred in India's dominant Hindu faith, and Sarvaya insists they harmed no living cow. We didn't kill the cow. We just removed the skin. It's our ancestral job, he says. A lion was found to have killed the cow. But vigilantes who proclaimed to protect cows insisted the four men had slaughtered the animal and, while beating them, chanted, "Dig four graves." Incidents like this are growing across India. A video of the attack shared on social media ignited a smoldering sense of injustice. Dalits are already denied access to temples, public wells, even barber shops. Hina Zen, a young educated Dalit, confirms the continuing practice outlawed 60 years ago of untouchability, forbidding physical contact with other castes. You said earlier that rural Gujarat is really difficult.
In my village, when we go to buy milk, they won't even take the money from our hands. We have to put it down, and then they pick it up.
In the area near the assault, men who skin cows for a living are now on strike, and families across Gujarat are reevaluating their centuries-old occupation. Dilip Chabda's family has skinned cows for generations. He's not repulsed by the grisly work of cleaning carcasses. He's indignant that men like him were beaten for doing their job and is inspired to find a different line of work. He and his cousin, 20-year-old Prajnesh, represent a restless new generation that bristles at being treated as outcastes. Prajnesh says, we'll break this caste system where Dalits do all the dirty work. Let the owners of these dead cows clean the carcasses themselves, he says. With traditional skinners refusing to work, the disposal of cows risks a sanitation crisis in some areas. In the central Gujarati town of Lindi, cow carcasses are now tossed untreated into open pits in the local garbage dump. Hasmukh Seth is a trustee with a 150-year-old animal shelter where cows have piled up. It's the first time that Dalits aren't disposing of our dead animals. The municipality has no experience, he says. Key sanitation jobs like unclogging sewer drains and cleaning human excrement off the streets also fall to Dalits. Dalit rights activist Jignesh Mewani argues that this occupational discrimination is holding India back.
So we want to become a leading economic power, but we want to continue with such obnoxious practices. Caste should be thrown into the dustbin of history. It is nothing but the existence of feudalism.
A march across the state in support of the striking Dalits starts with a small crowd crying Azadi, or freedom. They chant freedom from casteism, from social division, from untouchability. At 78, Dalit Raleigh goer Arjun Gohil has lived through India's entire independence history. Gohil dances, exulting in a moment that he says is an awakening for a caste-free society. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Gujarat, India.